Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, the latest fighting news, and even next season's early NFL futures. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get the bonus and get into the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today, I got my NFL team preview. It's the 2022, as I adjust my hat, Green Bay Packers. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Logan Landis, that's making it happen today for me. One more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm Vincent Turner. The Green Bay Packers. For the last few seasons, we come into the regular season and we say Green Bay has always got a chance to get to the Super Bowl because there's no question about it. They have got the best regular season quarterback of all time under center Aaron Rodgers. But when you think about Green Bay and all the expectations coming into the season, you ask yourself, you got to go back to their history. And Green Bay is a very proud organization that from 1960 to 1968 was built by Vince Lombardi. And the thing about it is that he had discipline, he had sacrifice, he had great team chemistry. And he was led by a quarterback by the name of Bart Starr, who didn't have the talent as Aaron Rodgers. But the thing about it is that Green Bay, they answered the bell, and they didn't underachieve. That's why they won the first two Super Bowls. Now you roll the film, and let's talk about right now. The 2022 Green Bay Packers. Last year, went 13-3. The year before, 13-3, and ended up with disappointing losses in the playoffs. But what I look at is that I look at they got a very special man at quarterback. Obviously, to me, the best regular season quarterback of all time out of Chico, California, Pleasant Valley High School, by way of California, got over 55,000 passing yards in his career, 449 touchdowns. And then last year, he had a pretty good year. He was the league MVP. He has four MVPs. I'm to my Aaron Rodgers. 4,100 yards, 31 touchdowns last year, four INTs, had a 119 passing rating. But the thing about Aaron Rodgers, he's the James Harden and Alex Rodriguez of professional sports. I'm sorry. I love the guy. But when it comes to postseason, he's very overrated. 1-4 in NFC Championship games. That's all about him, baby. He's got to win the Super Bowl. He should have two or three other chips. But that being said, Green Bay is going to be a real good football team this year. It's all about Aaron Rodgers, baby. Can he get over the hump? Not in the regular season, but when the money is on the line. The coaching, Matt LaFleur, I love him. 39-10 is 4 years in the league. Three straight 13-win seasons. But until he win big with Aaron Rodgers, he's going to be Marty Schottenheimer. Can we say Cleveland Browns, back-to-back, AFC Championship losses to the Denver Broncos? the running back position should be pretty good supporting Aaron Rodgers. Let's talk about the offensive side of the ball. They're running back lethal, weapon one and two. A.J. Dillon is a real man out of Boston College last year, 803 yards, 5 touchdowns last season. Gets stronger as the game goes on. And Aaron Jones out of Texas El Paso, 5 years in the league. I'm going to be honest, the most underrated back in all of pro football. He's the only running back in the history outside Derrick Henry to go for 1,000 yards from the line of scrimmage and 10-plus touchdowns in each of the last 3 seasons. Man, even the greats were part of that group, Jim Brown and Jim Taylor. Plus, Mr. Jones last year was impressive. He had 52 receptions, 391 yards. So Green Bay is very stacked from the running back position. Now, let's get to the receiver position. Davante Adams left. There's no question about it, but I'm not worried. Aaron Rodgers kind of made Davante Adams. Aaron Rodgers, this is what he do. He don't need a number one receiver. He got to the Super Bowl with Greg Jennings and Donald Driver. Come on, man. He's not had that random mouth, so he's telling you he don't need that. Christian Watson is going to be the next big thing. 6'4", 214. Skill set very quick. Work hard. Excellent. At North Dakota State, they didn't throw the ball, but in his career, he had 105 receptions, 2,100 yards, 14 touchdowns. Randall Cobb and Sammy Watkins, even though they're on their last string. But some people saying they're over the hill, but they got something to prove now. More balls coming their way. Don't worry. Aaron Rodgers is going to find a way to get you the football. Amari Rodgers, I know you have not played well. You only had 4 receptions last year out of Clemson, but I expect you're going to have a big year. And Romelu Dobbs, who the Packers took in the 4th round, 6'1", 200 pounds, 225 receptions, 3,000 yards in college, 28 touchdowns in Nevada, catching passes for Carson Strong. And he went to Jefferson High School out of L.A. Woody Stroud, Raph Bunch, Roy Ayers, Johnny Goodtime Watson. I don't think he's going to have no problem. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to take this group of receivers, and they're going to be pretty well. Then you look at the offensive line. One of the most deepest and most talented in the game. David Bacardi, if he stays healthy, there's no question about it, he's the best left tackle in the game. Elton Jenkins, if he's healthy, he's one of the most talented versatile linemen. He's coming off a torn ACL back in November. John Rudin Jr. is a very good football player. Royce Newman started 16 games last year. Josh Myers played on the 300 snaps. I think we don't have to worry about the Packers' offensive line. They're going to protect Aaron Rodgers. The defense, that's what I love. The Packers could have a top 5 defense this season. If you think back, what they had in 1996, they had a top 5 defense. Reggie White, Leroy Butler, George Koontz. Then in 2010, they had A.J. Hawk, Clay Matthews Jr., Charles Woodson, B.J. Riley. This group is just as good as that group was in 96 and 2010, and that group was part of teams that won the Super Bowl. But the thing about it, when you look at this D-line, Kenny Clark is one of the most dominant in his position. Maybe the best in the game outside Aaron Donald. Dean Lowry is a guy that's very unappreciated. 5.5 sacks last season. 49 straight games starting. Then they brought over Jan Reed from Seattle. Free agent, 24.5 career sacks. And then they drafted. A lot of people were saying at the University of Georgia on the defensive line, everybody was annoying with Jordan Davis, size, Cotton Gonzalez. But you know who was the best D lineman? I got to agree with our scout to be on with us, the young man out of Key West, Florida, Daniel Kelly. Said Devontae Wyatt was the best defensive tackle on that line for the University of Georgia. career, 113 tackles, 5 sacks, 24 quarterback hits, 2 fumbles. Dynamic athlete and explosive. Then looking at the linebacker position, it gets better. Rashawn Gary is starting to be a rising star, shining star, earth, wind, and fire. Last year, 9.5 sacks, 28 quarterback hits, 9 tackles for loss, team highs. And this one has got to hurt for the home team here. Devontae Campbell was here in Atlanta. Mr. Blank in the Falcons organization that decided not to resign him. Well, he was looking for a team last June, and you know what? He found him a home. First team All-Pro. 145 tackles last year. 2 interceptions, 2 sacks. And first team All-Pro. And then you bring in Quan Walker. Another first rounder out of where? Go Dawgs, University of Georgia. 6'4", 248. 139 tackles on his career. 11 tackles for loss. 5 sacks. 15 quarterback hits. Lightning fast. Character. Mortar. Understanding assignments. All A-pluses. All A-pluses with Quay Walker. And then, you know what? The strength of the team might be the secondary. Jair Alexander, before he was injured last year, only played 4 games. Everybody say he was the best lockdown corner in the game. I'm assuming he's going to be back at that level. But again, Green Bay gets lucky with Rashee Douglas, who they signed in the middle of the season. All he did is play like an All-Pro. He came out off the Arizona practice squad. And what did he do last year? 5 interceptions. Took 2 back for touchdowns, 13 pass defense. And then the young man out of Newton County, 20 East, Conyers, Eric Stokes. Tremendous promise. Solid as a rock as a rookie. Showed he belonged, first round pick. He's going to be a Pro Bowler one day. And then they got the 2 best safeties. Maybe safety combo in the game. Darnell Savage. One word, elite. Adrian Amos. Top 5 in the league right now. No respect. So when you look at the Green Bay Packers, man, this is a legitimate head-to-toe, very balanced football team. Make no bones. It's very strong. They have a quarterback that's turning 39 years old this year. The only thing with Aaron Rodgers, a lot of people saying, is he overrated? In this game, when you perform at a high level like Aaron Rodgers has did in the regular season, and you play this long in the league and you got 1 Super Bowl, people are going to question that. The thing with the Packers, to me, you got to outstanding young coach in Matt LaFleur. You got an outstanding football team. You got playmakers all over the field. I don't care about you losing Devontae Adams. Christian Watson, Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Romello Dobbs, Amari Rodgers. Somebody going to be the next guy up because Aaron Rodgers is going to make that happen. Your offensive line is deep and talented. Your defensive line is deep and talented. Your linebacking core is great. This is a complete team, man. The bottom line is all about the young man out of Chico, California. Can y'all get over the hump in the playoffs? Because I'm assuming and expecting y'all going to win the NFC North again. It's that simple, man.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I'd like to thank my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, once again, for outstanding work. My final words about the Green Bay Packers, it goes all on Aaron Rodgers, man. It's like the great Glenn Fry, formerly of the Eagles. Mr. Aaron Rodgers, the heat is on the street, inside your head, on every beat, and the beat so loud. Deep inside, The pressure is high. The heat is on you, Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Super Bowl or bust. God bless.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.